They say walk a mile in someone else's shoes, but did you even walk a mile in your own? If the answer is no, come on, bro. If there's nowhere to be, you got places to go.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch. Do you hear that?
Yeah, what is that sound?
Is it a little kid or is it a creature?
Oh. Hmm.
Sounds like a creature.
Can you hear that, Alex? Alex W?
No.
Okay.
I just walked through the gate.
It's really faint in the background. We've got... Oh, and it might get confusing with the Alexes that I address. Oh. But we got Alex W and Alex
S. Bev?
Yeah. Bounce House. Bev. Yeah. House. I don't really use the nickname, though.
Some people use it, some people don't. It doesn't matter.
It's funny because we've never formally introduced ourselves, and this is only through the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how we get connected. Folks, we're here. We're walking on the Clear Creek Trail, and I've got Alex Wolf from Pedestrian on the line.
Howdy.
How's it?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here at my parents' house in Iowa.
Where in Iowa?
Des Moines, Iowa, baby.
Nice. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
So this is like a Midwest edition.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I'm out here in Beaverdale. It's a neighborhood. And I can hear the cicadas, which I don't know if you can hear that. But yeah, you don't get that in New York.
So yeah.
I'm just walking around the block.
What are the walking conditions like?
Oh, it's been treacherous. Absolutely treacherous.
Really?
Like temperature wise.
Oh, it's super hot still.
Yeah, it was like 95 on Saturday, and I was going to go to the state fair, because that's kind of like half the reason I'm here right now.
Yeah.
It's because I've been dying to go to the state fair for years, and it never winds up. But Saturday was like 95, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to make it, so I went Sunday instead. It was still pretty scorching, but anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's a part of the fair experience.
Yeah.
Because it's like way too hot, and like... Yeah, you go look at the cows to kind of cool off, and it smells in there anyway.
Yeah, and you eat, like, fried food, you know? It's, like, the hot, like, fried cheese curds in, like, 95-degree weather.
Yeah.
Is that what you got, curds? What did you get?
I went with my brother, and he got some curds. I have two little brothers here. He went with the curds. The other one went with, like, a foot-long corn dog.
Nice.
And then, I don't know why, I went with these steak tips.
Oh, the steak tips are awesome.
Yeah, that always sounds gourmet when anything's steak anything, but...
Yeah, it was just like the least fried of all the foods, you know, and it was kind of like a home-cooked meal in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. So, it's good to be back in Iowa.
Nice. Did you ride rides?
I did. So, there's this thing called East Sider Night, and we went on East Sider Night, which was last Friday. And that's like when the side of town with a little more flair comes out, you know, like east side, like, I don't really know how to describe it. But as a kid, I was over there like, don't go on East Side Night. So we went on East Side Night and we rode some rides. And we did this like big, I don't know what you'd call it, it was like a rock and roll or something. That's what it's called. And it just like, it was something you sat on. Like it was like a big wide log thing, and then it like went around in circles, and yeah, it was pretty sweet. And then went in this like magic fun house and got lost in there.
Classic.
Yeah, they're like tearing up all these roads over here, man. Like bomb craters.
Whoa.
Got two skid loaders.
We're on this walking trail that I've never been to before. Alex comes all the time, but it's extremely pleasant. Oh, is that
a dog?
No, that's a big, skid loader.
Oh, that's heavy machinery.
Yeah, it's some heavy machinery. They're just tearing it up out here. It's usually quiet out here, like extremely quiet. But they got some like Tonka trucks out here. Yeah.
So when people ask what Pedestrian is, what do you tell them?
I'm like, oh, I don't know. It started as a magazine, and so most people know it as a magazine, mm-hmm. Or at least that was their like first entry point. And so I did like five issues, and it was kind of a joke. It was like a magazine for people who like to walk, and I used to always joke that if you wanted to be my friend, or like we would probably be friends, if you liked to walk and you listened to Steely Dan.
Yeah.
This was back in like 2017, maybe 2016, but so I was like, I'm gonna start this magazine because I like the idea of making something about something so simple. And then, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was like interviewing a lot of people, and then I really liked writing the editor's notes. So the pandemic hit, and I released like one issue during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think I need to take a little more of a personal approach, kind of long to do like my own work again, like just me. And so I started doing, I was already going like super long walks, but I started like writing about them.
Yeah.
And taking photos. And so then that became the pedestrian newsletter. And then eventually I was like, all right, let's take this to the next step. No pun intended. And I was like, let's walk to Philadelphia from Brooklyn. And that was in May of 2021. Yeah. And then since then, it kind of like has been more like me and my walking, but it kind of morphs and shifts, you know, like I've like collaborated with people. Like, it was so funny when I did the walk to Philly, this shoe store in New York City reached out to me and they like had me design a walk.
Oh, wow.
Around Manhattan. And then it was like, they gave me a bunch of shoes. This is the first time I've done anything like this, but like 100, I don't know how many people, it was like 160 people like RSVP'd for it.
Wow. Oh, wow.
But like half of them showed up, I think. So it was like walking around Manhattan with like 80 people. Whoa. And it was so stressful for me. It was like not chill, but no one got hurt.
How long was the route?
Oh, it's so funny. They like, it's, so I was here in Iowa for 3 months. My lease ended last summer, and I was like, I had a breakup, and I was like, I'm just gonna go home, man. Like, I've never gotten like home for like more than 2 weeks in the last like 11 years.
Uh-huh.
So I just like came back and was like working on this walk with them over the like internet. It was like kind of the only thing I was doing, and they wanted me to pick, like make like a, I think it was like 5 miles. 5 miles.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's not long enough, guys. And I tried to push it, but they're like, nah, it can only be like 5 or 6. So yeah, I forgot what the question was, but
or like what was the route, I like went back how to long Iowa. Was it,
what was the route,
yeah, like what, oh, was the route, and like how long was it,
yeah, how did you, and also like how did you select the route, like were you like, oh, man, this is what you got to see, or just like,
this is funny because most people, they're like, oh, you know, like, show us your New York. Show us what you like about New York.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, Times Square, Empire State Building. Like, I like all the touristy stuff. And so I actually, like, really love Midtown. I don't know if you guys have been, spent a lot of time in New York.
Alex used to live in Brooklyn. I've only been a few times, yeah.
Yeah, I used to hang out in Molasses Books a lot. And I first heard about you through Matt at Molasses. He like posted about your release or something, like
so
maybe like the first one.
Yeah, issue 3 there at Molasses, and it was like 2 days before Christmas, and nobody showed up. It was like raining. It was like monsooning outside. And I was like, and like I thought Matt would like, I guess like close the store for me for some reason, and it was like, nah, it's just like a bunch of people. Anyway, it was a good time. It was like really nice spot.
It had like, so you just had people coming in like not knowing what was going on.
Yeah. And then like nobody showed up. There was like people that showed up, but not a ton because it was like so close to Christmas. Everyone was out of town. But anyway, what was I saying here? That's cool. You found out through Molasses. I think we have a mutual friend, Peter.
Yeah. I used to live with Peter. I love Peter.
That's right. Yeah. Peter's a man. But
how do you know Peter?
Oh, so I used to go to this radio club in Brooklyn, because I was doing some like audio work, like on, you know, and like narrating stories. This was before the newsletter, and then I was just like, man, writing is way easier than like interviewing people and trying to make these like radio narrative stories.
You have a good sounding voice, so though.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I think I'm gonna hop back into audio scene. Actually, like through all the writing and stuff, I'm like, you know, it'd be nice to like do that again.
So yeah,
I really love it. But so I met Peter Beta Club, and I forget how we ended up becoming friends. I don't know. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah,
there's something about him.
He's very friendly and charismatic.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super knowledgeable too.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. But anyway, the walk they wanted me to design in New York, I sent him this. It was really like corporate, you know. It's funny. I was like dealing with corporate people, and I sent him this really touristy, like midtown Manhattan walk. And they were like really. At first they're like okay, and then they like really dissatisfied with it. They wanted me to make something like more like downtown, like cool guy.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm like
not a cool guy, in that kind of cool guy way.
Right.
So I had to make this walk that was like below 14th Street, like Union Square. Almost, it like kind of dipped its toes in Dimes Square area, and I feel like that checked off some boxes for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they were looking for.
Yeah, I was like, all right, guys, I know what you mean. I know what you want. So that was that. And then, anyway, pedestrian, it's pretty much just like my art practice, because I studied sculpture. So I just call it, it's like my art practice, but I mostly like write, take photos, and just walk a lot. So that's like the long-winded story.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just still think I'm an artist.
That's good. I feel like I've been thinking about It's a Beautiful Day in the Gulch, and I've been thinking about it in terms of a brand, but I think art practice is much, feels like more wholesome, I guess, and authentic.
Yeah, it's more authentic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing I really like about your project is like, you had this saying where you're like, I don't have an artist statement. I just like to walk. And yeah. I was like, that's sick. I like that. Like, it's like the antithesis of the art, downtown art kind of thing. It's like you're on, like, your art practice is more in like this hippie realm.
Yeah, it's the art of doing.
Yeah, it's like zen.
At the end of the day, I'm just doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to over-intellectualize. I mean, you can go deep with it, but it's like, at a certain point, I was making art in my studio, and I was miserable. I was just like, I hate being in here. And I was like, what do I really like to do? It's like, I really like to walk around. And then, just kind of took off from there, so.
What do you think, like, or what are your thoughts on the difference is between, like, making something material and then doing something on the internet? Like, I'm thinking about the transition from the
sculpture.
From the sculpture, I guess, but I meant like from the magazine to the walk, like when you were doing stuff on social media a lot.
It's funny because I think like I don't really like, I'm not gonna say one's better than the other, but people still think I make the magazine because I think like objects are just more tangible and easier to like put your, you know, it's easier to like remember that.
Yeah.
So I think it's like I go back and forth. Like I'm actually working on a book right now. It's taking me forever. So I'm like really excited to make something tangible, like that you can hold in your hands again. But I also like, I don't know. It's like the tools we have nowadays. I like just making really. Like, the internet's cool because you can just, like, put anything online and anybody can read it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's accessible. So, yeah. I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah, no, it's good. We just walked by someone else who's talking on speakerphone. And so I was wondering if that got crosswired. But
sounds kind of fun.
So
I'm
walking. Hey, I'm walking.
I want to let you guys in on my mission right now.
Yeah.
I'm walking to, this is a shout out to Casey's General Store. It is it's a gas station in Iowa that makes the best pizza ever.
Yeah, I've heard about their pizza.
Maybe they got them in Indiana, but I could really go for a slice right now. So I'm walking to Casey's.
Yeah, you're walking to the bodega to grab a slice.
Like I'm back in Brooklyn, baby. Nothing changed.
What kind of walks do you like? Like, is there like a preferred walk? Like, do you like as far as atmosphere or weather or time of day or anything?
Definitely. It's so funny because it's like not even my choice, you know. I'm just like what I naturally gravitate towards. Wow, there's all these books in this. Someone left a bunch of books on this side of the road.
Oh, what do you got?
Anything good?
We got some winter fun guide. We got Christmas gifts for children.
Whoa.
We got easy to make felt ornaments for Christmas.
Damn, I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, magic with marbles.
Ooh.
Fantasy fur. There's a lot of good stuff in there. Some plates. Okay, anyways. Yeah, I'm going to have to let that go. Oh, there's a book called The Goose Hill Gang.
The Goose Hill Gang?
Goose Hill Gang.
Sounds sick.
So my walks. You know, I went on that 30-day walk, like, that ended in June. And I think of, like, all the cities that really, like, resonated with me.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what it is about Orlando, Florida that just really called me.
Wow. Yeah, I've got to say, I guess that's another thing is, like, are you invested in, like, the politics of walkability?
I'm not, like, I won't, like, lie and say I'm, like, out there fighting all the time and, like, right. Showing up for, but I think in my own work, what I write about, there's so much to talk about when you're in a place that's, like, fucked up and, like, it's so funny. This work, I never started it as, like, oh, like fuck cars or, like, you know, infrastructure. Like, we need more infrastructure. But I think through doing it, it, like, comes out. You just get, like, mad. Because I'm walking all the time. And it's just like, damn, there's no sidewalk here right now. Or, like, I'm running across the street. I'm about to get hit by a car. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I heard that.
Dog started barking.
Yeah. Is it on leash?
It's a little dog on a leash. That guy didn't stop for me. He's about to totally blast me. That was kind of coincidence. But, it's just like a tension I really enjoy. Like, I really like it. Like, when I walked from Brooklyn to Philly, people were like, how do you do that? Like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I love, like, finding the way to do it, even if it means walking on some, like, treacherous roads.
Yeah.
But it's usually not as bad as it seems. But yeah, I prefer, you know, people always are like, hey man, when are you gonna walk the Pacific Crest or the AT? And
yeah,
I'm not against that stuff, but I just don't really, that's not like what I enjoy.
Yeah
you like being in like the urban stuff.
I like being in the mix. Yeah, so I like to talk to people, and I mean, I like sunny days. Sunny days are nice. I like walking in the afternoon. There's a lot of early birds out there who, you know, I feel like they try to get out like 9 a.m. even earlier. And I'm kind of like a 2 p.m. kind of guy.
Oh, yeah? That's like,
I like walking.
That's when I'm dragging ass at 2 p.m., I think.
Yeah, it's like when the sun's like at its hottest. I really like, yeah, I'll start in the afternoon and usually walk until it's dark. And that's usually like a really nice rhythm for me. I mean, I wish I was earlier, like an early bird. I'm just, I don't know. Just, if you like go through my Strava, that like app that tracks your walks, I swear all of them start at like 2 p.m.
Well, do you have like goals when you walk then? Like if you're tracking, like are you trying to hit like steps or mileage?
I don't really have goals or like fitness goals, but, or like, I think it's like gives me a sense of pace or rhythm. Like, at the end of the day, I'm just going to walk till I feel like I want to stop, but it's nice to know like, oh man, I feel so tired right now. How long have I walked? And it's like, oh, you only walked 4 miles. And I'm like, oh, damn. You know, like, it's kind of nice to have that. Or, you know, also, like, when I'm older, when I'm, like, you know, my late age, it'll be nice to have all that data, I guess. Like, I'm not really a data person, but it's like I have all these walks I've tracked, and it's like I know exactly where I went. And, like, it's kind of neat to me to think about. Given that we'll even be able to use that data when we're old.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's funny. And that's what's funny about the internet, too, is it's, like, permanent and impermanent. Like, both extremes at the same time. Anyway.
Anyway.
What about, like, Oh, what was I gonna ask? Oh yeah, when you're like riding, like the marriage of like walking and riding as practice, do you kind of chew on what you're gonna say later, or like how does that work? Like as you're walking, I mean.
Yeah. So, it's funny because there's like this thing, like when I go on these long walks, there's like this thing of like production. It's like I know I gotta write a newsletter at the end of the day. Because I'll always do the, like, daily newsletter on my walks, which is super fun. But there'll be this thing where, like, I'll be like, oh, I got to find something. And then I'll just, like, let go some days. Of it. All right, and there's, like, always something to talk about. But I guess, like, I try to avoid the pressure to, like, scoop for something. Like, I don't want to make it a stretch. But also at the same time, I'm seeing, like, so much stuff, and I'm usually taking a lot of notes on my phone. Like I'm like speaking into my phone.
Oh yeah.
And it's totally like, if you go through my notes, it looks like poetry. It's just like, it's like cicadas, leaves blowing, old man sitting on chair. I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's fun to go through that stuff. But so I'm kind of always like paying attention, or if like something really calls me, I'll write it down. It's like, I just try to write things down, and then makes it so much easier to write at the end of the day.
Yeah, just taking those notes, those verbal notes. You could go back and you could like turn them into a recording, like turn them into like a podcast or something.
Yeah. Just me reading my notes.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
really cool.
How many, like since you started doing these trips in like 2021, like how many like big, like long walks have you done? Like you did Richmond, or like maybe you did you go to like Chicago or something?
Yeah, I guess it depends what we call the long walks, but like I would say like the long ones I've done three. I walked from Brooklyn to Philadelphia, and then I walked the length of Long Island.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if people are, I don't know what like the general population knows about Long Island. I don't know. I don't know if it's like if you live in New York and you just know better, if like the nation as a whole knows about it. But it's like it's like the biggest island in America. I don't know. I'm gonna have to look. I forget. There's some quote that really blew my mind about how big it was.
How long is it?
So I think it's 120 miles long, but I walked 160 miles.
Whoa.
Because I took a detour to go up to the Big Duck in Flanders. And that was like a massive day. That was like 20, I don't remember, it was like 25 or something. That was a treacherous day. One of the most treacherous days I've ever had walking. I was straight up on the highway that day.
Yeah.
I had no choice. So anyway, there was that. And then I just finished my third big walk, which was like the biggest I ever did. And that was 30 days. And I did 10 cities. So I spent 3 nights in 10 cities along the East Coast, starting in Boston and ending in Miami. So instead of doing like a straight A to B walk,
oh, okay,
I would do 3 nights in each city and then take the train, and then 3 nights in another. So there was that. And that was like 375. That was actually a pretty leisurely walk in a way.
But, yeah.
But I'll like, I don't know. I'll go to like cities. Like last summer I was here and I went down to St. Louis. Then I was in Chicago, and I don't know how many individual long walks I've done, but the big ones, just three.
What's like, what's a hardcore pace for you? If that tour was mellow.
Hardcore pace. Yeah. I got this thing I call the Manhattan Strut. That's when I really got to book it. Like my last day on the Philly walk is when I invented the Manhattan Strut, because I had places to be, which was getting to Philly, and I wanted to get there before sundown, and I had like 20 miles or so ahead of me, and so I was busting chops. Like I would say, like, you know, 3.5 miles per hour is Manhattan Strut status. I would say two 0.8 to 3 is like normal pace for me.
Yeah.
And then like 2 miles per hour is like, that's super leisurely.
I wonder how fast we're walking now.
I should have tracked this on Strava.
I bet we're going like 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like.
What do you think?
I think we're kind of walking a little bit briskly.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're walking.
Walking a little... super slow.
Maybe we should slow our pace a bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's slow our pace a bit.
I don't know. I just Des Moines. It's funny in Des Moines because, like, I mean, there's people who walk, but there's like, I don't know. The sidewalk's pretty empty right now.
Yeah.
Like, there's really nobody out. It's just a bunch of cars, and I guess something about that makes you walk slow.
Growing up in Iowa, did you, like, walk around to get to places much?
I'm from Des Moines, but I'm actually from a small town outside of Des Moines of, like, 5,000 people called Grimes, Iowa.
Oh.
And you could ride your bike all over the place. Like, I would walk, but at that time I was really into BMX bikes. So it was a big time riding my bike all over town. It wasn't until I moved to Chicago for college that I started walking a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, riding the subways. And then it was funny because even, like, back in when I got to college in, like, 2010, I was like, oh, shit, this is kind of – I was like, there's something here. I don't really know what it is, but, like, I just like walking around.
Did you ever feel like you had trouble owning it? Like, did you ever feel like – did you ever have a day that you spent walking around and just looking at stuff and you were like, got home and you're like, man, I didn't do anything today? Because I used to feel that way a lot, you know,
before I
discovered like that, like walking could be like a meditation or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if anything strikes me like, man, I didn't do anything today. It was walk. Nothing comes to mind, honestly. I mean,
that's sick.
Nothing. Yeah. I, you know, there's days on my walks though where I'm out there and I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing, man? And then even on my 30-day walk, that was like a very humbling experience because it's like when I walked from Brooklyn to Philly, it was kind of like a pop song or something, you know. It was actually like pretty quick. It was like, we're talking literary terms. I forget how this goes, but I'm just gonna butcher it. It's like there was like the rising action, the climax, the falling action, and then like the resolution, you know. It's like a real clean, like up and down.
Yeah.
Whereas in the 30-day walk, there was so many ups and downs. Like, it was like, it, I had a really good time out there, but there were definitely some, like, mental battles.
Oh, like, yeah?
Just being like, dude, you freaking are out here. You're, like, day 10, and you got, like, 6 more cities to go, 20 more days of walking to do. Like, yeah. So that was really, I mean, overall, it was a great experience. I'm really happy I had that. And then we can talk about this if you want, or I've never really talked about it, but I was in Baltimore and I got assaulted.
Oh,
and,
oh, whoa.
I got some kids came up to me and started punching me and stuff.
Oh, whoa, and really?
That was nuts. But then I had that experience and I was just like, what are you doing, man? it was a real test to, like, my commitment to this, like, work.
Did you, like, get hurt, or was it just kind of like you got shaken up, or?
I was definitely shaken up. I was down on the Inner Harbor. I was actually, there's this train rider I really like named Stobe the Hobo.
Mm-hmm.
He's a freight hopper, and he died in Baltimore. He got hit by a train. And I was looking up for that, the area where he got hit, and I was, like, gonna walk out there and, like, pay my respects to him.
Uh-huh.
And so I was on this, like, forum on my phone, like, reading, trying to find the coordinates. Someone posted on, like, the Google coordinates. And I was in the Inner Harbor, downtown Baltimore, which is, like, the most touristy area. And just, like, underneath the shade. And then all of a sudden, this group of, like, 4 kids just... I get clocked in the face. And I was like, holy shit. Like, I felt like I got slapped, you know? Like, I thought I got just slapped really hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I saw there's these kids, they're screaming at me, and I just took off, like, I booked it. I ran across the street immediately. I had my camera and my phone in my hand. I was like, can't believe I didn't drop it. And then I look back, and they're, like, yelling at me, and I was like, all right, I'm good. Like, they're not gonna get me.
Yeah.
But then I had this big gash in my mouth.
Oh shit! Oh,
so man. I was like bleeding and stuff, but I was okay.
Yeah. Were they just trying to like mess with you, or were they trying to rob you? You think or what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Really, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I honestly think they were just messing with me. I didn't feel like they were trying to rob me.
Yeah. That's so pretty gnarly though.
Yeah. It happens. I think that's part of the walking though, is like you're so vulnerable. Even in like, not that it's like dangerous to walk everywhere, but you know, you're just kind of out in the open at all times, and like, it's like a vulnerable way to move through space, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of beauty, and then there's like things that like that happen, you know?
Have there been like close calls with automobiles and stuff?
Oof. Yeah.
Like a lot?
Nah, not as many as you think. Like, yeah. I'm pretty good now.
Yeah.
You kind of pick up on patterns. Like, man, I tell you what, every time you go to a stop sign, people are never looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. They're never looking for you. So it's kind of just like dance you play. Like, when I was walking Long Island, man, they would pull up and they would just like never look for me every single time. And so this one time, this girl, I guess I was kind of like pushing it a little bit. And I just kind of kept going. I was like, I'm going to see what happens. And then she just freaking gassed it.
Whoa.
And she almost got me. I was being silly. But then she slammed her brakes on. She was like, oh, my God. She was, like, freaking out. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm pretty, like, smart. I feel like I kind of learned. Like, I have, like, my ways of avoiding getting hit. So.
You mentioned that train hopper, but are there other, like, walking type, like, figures that, like, is there, like, a precedent for walking as practice, you think?
Yeah, there's people out there. It's, like, a real, I don't know how to describe it, ragtag bunch. Like, I feel like nobody does it for the same reasons. The people I've encountered, like, there's this guy, I really am inspired by him. His name is Marcher Arat. He's, like, a graffiti guy, but it just seems like he's like, nomadic. He's, like, always walking, and he writes a lot. He'll do these like big tags with this character that's like walking with a flag, and then like in the flag he'll always write like little messages.
Yeah.
And super inspiring to me. And he used to live in Europe, so he was always out there walking. And there's a lot of people actually. There's like this guy Craig Mod in Japan. He's kind of the guy that really inspired me to like start the newsletter.
Mm-hmm. What's his deal?
So he's an American who lives in Japan. He's been out there for like 20 years, and he'll just go on these crazy long walks in Japan. And so he's like, he kind of does a very similar thing. He's like always riding and taking photos too. And yeah, he was a huge inspiration for me. Like, trying to think, what else does he do? Yeah, he's really into like books too. He's like always making books. But I really like his work. And then I have like some friends, like my friend Brian Formals. He lived in New York City, but he moved back home to St. Cloud. He was a big walker, like photo guy. There's this guy, Jerry Stalls, who lives in, not Jerry Stalls. I don't know why I always call him Jerry Stalls. Jonathan Stalls.
Yeah, Jerry Stalls is the critic.
This guy's Jonathan Stalls.
Stalls.
He's like a big pedestrian advocate. He's always like making TikToks about lack of pedestrian infrastructure. So there's like a huge spectrum of people who like walk, I feel like, of like why they do it. And there's like this, I feel like there's this camaraderie. It's like, yeah, man, you walk.
Yeah.
You're a long walker too.
Brothers and feet.
I just feel like if you walk along, I mean, it's not, walking is not exclusive. Oh, it's a bigger conversation, but walking's like not exclusive if you're able like to do it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's not something that should be inaccessible. Where was I going with this? Kind of lost my train of thought.
Like the barrier of entry's low, but like,
yeah, it's like everybody can do it, you know? Or like, it's like some, you know, if you're within means, like able-bodied and, where was I going? I'm like, I just stopped walking. I'm trying to remember where I was going with this. I lost my train of thought, guys.
Oh, that's fine. We can always pick it up later.
Yeah.
Do your feet get gnarly? Is there any foot care routines you have to do?
Yeah, so my feet do get gnarly. I had to, like, I developed a technique that works for me, and I lather them up with Vaseline, and then I put on toe socks.
Whoa,
and then I put another sock over that, and all the socks are made of wool, like merino wool. Merino wool?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And that works really well for me. I still get blisters, but it's like not so bad anymore.
Do you ever get like a chafed bottom?
Oh yeah. Dude, my ass gets chapped. So I always gotta remember. To put a little Vaseline, you know, back there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I forget, it's like I'll pay for it. So.
Yeah, I walked like a marathon in February, like just to see if I could do it, and I had no preparation, and that was my main surprise at the end of it. Was like I was in so much pain in my butt.
Oh, that's brutal. It's one of those things where, like, while you're, I don't know what it was like for you, but this is what happens to me. I'll be walking and like my ass, you know, my cheeks will be fine, and then I'll take a break, and then that's like, that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, oh, your ass is chapped.
Yeah. Oh, like you don't notice it until you stop?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I didn't notice it until I stopped, and then all of a sudden I was like, I literally had like scabs.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. It's brutal.
TMI, but.
Now let's go there. We don't talk about this enough. Chapped asses. It sucks. And then once you know you have a chapped ass, it's not going anywhere.
Is it like a psychological battle with the chapped ass?
I mean, if you guys want to go there, we can talk about it. I do this thing where I gotta like kind of like I have a lower back pain. People probably see me walking. I have like my hand on my butt, and I'm kind of like pulling apart the cheeks as I walk. That doesn't help. That's like temporary. I think it's one of those things where like you're just screwed.
Yeah,
I haven't found the solution to that problem aside from preventative measures with Vaseline.
Noted.
Yeah.
Is there like a gearhead component to it?
Yeah, it's funny. I just walked in a big water supply. It's full of mud, man.
Oh,
like a little swamp. I just pulled up to Casey's and I got greeted by this little swamp patch. Yeah, there's a gear part to it. And it's funny because, like, I'm kind of like a cheap person. Like, I don't like spending the money. And I guess with the walking stuff, I'm like, I want to be as comfortable as possible. So I'll invest money into that. And it's kind of brought me into the gear world. Like, I have this, like, really nice through hiking backpack.
Yeah.
That I use. And, like, I'm like, wearing like shorts and shirts, it's all like very breathable stuff. And
yeah,
what's the term? Gorp, like Gorp core.
Yeah, our one. We have this friend Chance who's like a big ultralight hiker, so I'm familiar with some of the stuff. But
I was definitely on the forums, like reading all that. It's really helpful, and it's kind of fun. So I'm just walking into Casey's.
We stopped and we're watching this huge flock of birds like land on this really tall electrical wire, and there's like those hay bales that are like huge cylinders, you know. It's like it's like hella picturesque,
like some screensaver shit.
Yeah, like Aldo Leopold, some like ode to nature.
Yeah, our friend Chance was saying that He like talks about doing the PCT all the time, and he said he did it with like 6 pounds, like in his pack, like the whole time.
That's like next level.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's crazy.
That's gnarly. That's nothing.
Yeah.
I think my pack is like 20 pounds at most. Like I'm not shaving off weight. Like I'm trying to, but you know, it's tough.
Do you ever like camp on the side of the road, or do you stop at a hotel, or like?
I usually will do like Airbnbs, cause, or like friends' houses, because I'm walking, like, and riding. So yeah, it'd be crazy if I did the camping. I feel like that would be, I mean, I'm interested in that world, but at the end of the day, I'm like riding, so I'm just like posted up. And that becomes a whole other experience of like meeting people. And yeah, I just picked up a big bottle of water. I got a slice of pepperoni pizza.
Nice.
What's how would you characterize Casey's pizza?
Casey's pizza is very greasy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna buy it real quick. One sec. Hey there. How would you describe Casey's pizza to somebody not from Iowa?
Are you not from Iowa?
I'm from Iowa. I was talking to some friends from Indiana right now. They were wondering.
How would I describe it? It's like Dollar General to Walmart.
Dollar General to Walmart. Really. I think this is some of the best pizza I've ever had.
$4.99.
What'd you say?
$4.99.
I think it's some of the best pizza I've ever had.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've
never been outside of Iowa, have you?
I live in New York City. I come back. I'll show you my ID. I come back to Iowa just to eat this pizza, man. Look at that. See that? Brooklyn.
What?
This is the best pizza.
How do you come from New York and eat like eat pizza? They make
just
like
come out. Yeah, there's a whole spectrum of pizza out there.
Yeah.
This is the best though. Thank you. That was crazy.
Do you meet a lot of people on your walks? Like, I've seen you post like portraits of people. Like, do you get to like meet a lot of people?
Oh yeah, tons of people, man. It's like crazy. I do. The short answer, I'm like, yes. There's something about walking, like people just like want to talk to you, or I have my camera around my neck.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Always,
you'll get people. They'll just talk about my camera. They're like, oh, what's your they're not even like gearheads or anything. They're just like, what's your camera? Are you taking photos? Or they'll be like, take my photo.
Yeah.
Is it like a peculiar looking camera?
It's for the gearheads out there. It's a Fuji X-T30. It's like a mirrorless little camera. It looks like a film camera, but it's not. It's digital. I don't know why. Sometimes people just really, they always got something to say about it.
I just walked through a spider web and I'm trying to be tough about it, but it's like, I think that's one of my least favorite sensations.
Really?
I don't like that feeling.
Yeah. It's like, as far as harmless sensations go, that's really up there.
That doesn't bother me too much.
Because then you never know if the spider's on you, and you're like kind of waiting for it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like that gossamer, like, sticky feeling, and you can't really get it off you.
So I just took a bite of this pizza. I haven't had this pizza in over a year.
Does it hit like you remember?
It's hitting. The recipe has never changed. They changed like the branding of Casey's. The old logo was so cool, and they changed it. It's horrible.
What was it?
It's like a hut, like, right?
Yeah, it was like a hut. It was just like the logo was like the gas station, like a picture of the gas station, basically. And it just said Casey's on it. And then now it's just like this red shape that looks like a hut. And the logo just says Casey's. Like the typeface they picked is kind of ugly. And I think they took a real loss with that one.
Is it like ugly, or are they going for that I don't know how to put it, but like how every fast food restaurant looks like a third wave coffee shop now. Mm. You know, like everything's really like smooth and minimal.
Yeah, kind of. I think that's a good way of putting it. It's real like sterile now. It's like it kind of lost all the pizzazz.
Yeah, we got to return to like cartoon characters being like pasted all over fast food joints.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like really, really flowery fonts and stuff. Like,
yeah, funky stuff.
Yeah. Funky stuff. Like, fun stuff.
We're going to regret these decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to look back at this era with disdain.
Just the dark ages for gas station design.
There's the best, people say that the best fried chicken in Bloomington's at a gas station.
What gas
Crispy
station?
Crunchy Crispy chicken.
Crunchy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't think I've had Crispy Crunchy.
Does that have the barn logo on it?
I think of it as like a cartoon chicken head, and maybe it's coming out of a barn.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Or there's like clusters.
There's like truck stops, you know, and I'll see these like truck stops with fried chicken.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's what I'm thinking of, but Indiana, man, I've barely spent any time in Indiana. I've been to Gary.
Oh, yeah. I think Gary has more in common with the history of Chicago than like outside of that in Indiana, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, like, I feel like where we are is like appears different than the rest of the state. Like, it's more lush and like,
there's hills and hollers.
There's hills and hollers up here, whereas like in the north, it's like
all flat,
very flat.
Mm.
Yeah,
because Bloomington is like it's like center of the state. Yeah, or like
no, down,
it's sort of further south.
I would say it's further south. Indianapolis to me, Indianapolis is dead center.
Yeah, it's like
and then Bloomington south of that.
They call it South Central Indiana on the radio.
Yeah,
and like so we're technically from South Central, but
nice.
Yeah, there's like big national forests here, so like there's a lot of really good hiking, and there's hills and hollers like it's like Kentucky. It's got Kentucky vibes, even though we're about 200
hills
miles
and
away.
That's the first I heard that.
What's the college town in Iowa? Where's Iowa State?
Iowa City is like the college town.
Oh.
It's like where all the cool stuff in Iowa happens.
Yeah.
And that's on the eastern side of the state, like 2 hours east of Des Moines.
Yeah.
And then, so that's the University of Iowa. And then Iowa State is a town called Ames, and that's like 40 minutes north of Des Moines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's like colleges here, but they're like small. Like in Des Moines, there's like Drake University. It's like a small private school. Yeah.
Do you ever drink Cobra Verde? Have you heard of that?
I don't think so.
They're our first sponsor of the podcast. It's a green coffee energy drink based in Iowa, invented in Iowa.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were slipping into an advertisement right there.
What kind of?
I mean, yeah, we're still coasting off that one case of Cobra they sent us. Yeah, that's our payola.
I like that.
I need to try some of that.
Yeah, I recommend it. Pretty far out.
I'm going to seek it.
Well, we made really good time. Thanks for talking to us, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
This was a good conversation, and it was good to get walking again.
Yeah. Do you have any big big hikes in the future planned? Like anything exciting?
Usually I go on walks like in October, but this year I'm taking off to finish my book cuz like it's kind of a lot of work to like plan a walk.
Is your book like a compilation of your Substack?
It'll be like new stuff, but a lot of the writing came from the Substack. So it'll be a lot of that, like writing, especially stuff from my last walk, and then photos. So it'll be like text and photos.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm stoked to get it out.
Yeah.
And then I'll definitely go on another long, long ass walk in May, next May, like sometime between March and May. So I don't know where that is yet. I've been thinking about Europe, but
nice.
We'll see.
Where can people follow your endeavors if they feel so inclined?
Yeah. So if you go to pedestrianmagazine.com, you can find my newsletter, which is Pedestrian Newsletter. Or you can find me on Instagram. It is pedestrian, but it's spelled PP pedestrian. So it's like three P's. And that's I'm pretty active on Instagram. I haven't been that active lately, actually, but I'm on there.
Weird. So. Yeah, I'm hella on there myself, to be honest.
I admire it. I love all the stuff you guys post.
Cool.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it was great to link.
Yeah, I got to come out there.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, let us know if you do.
I would absolutely love to come out there.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. We can point you into some interesting directions too.
I love that.
Sick. I'm gonna stop recording.